Let's Be Over the Top Stars fans at a road game bit. So we did it yesterday. One of us has to remain in character as important media member.
See, why? Why do we need that?
It's served us well over 10 road trips.
He's the biggest one of us. We're not back there messing with the team. I would love to have strong arm of Sturm.
We all, look, Jake, we fall into our roles in life. You know what I mean? Maybe you like to cook, but your wife doesn't. You're going to cook and she'll clean, or vice versa, or whatever. We fall into our, Bob loves that NFL draft. Therefore, I don't really have
look,
to.
It doesn't you know what I mean? Have like, to be me. It just has happened over the years that when one of us gets in trouble, somebody is able to put out the fire very easily with Stars management, and that's always been me. I was not against doing this. Heck, I've done it at the vet in real life, so I'm not against the out-of-town fan. But in this particular case, yeah, it did seem like a good idea that one of us observes.
So my thought was going into this, and tell me if we pulled it off right. I already know we did. That we've all sat in front of the guy or girl. We did it at Dodger Stadium. Trout girl was sat behind us. You've sat in front of superfan.
The premise is
that screams down to a field that they can't hear you. But
the premise is that
so that was the premise.
The road fan is obnoxious anyway because they have to cheer. Overcheer for things that you probably wouldn't normally cheer for.
The road fan is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that's the premise to begin.
Just because in Dallas they don't get beat up doesn't mean it's not annoying to have an Eagles or a Spurs fan in front of you at a Cowboys or a Mavs game. It's the worst. It's the worst thing ever, and you would just want them to shut up, and if they do, you're not going to bother them. But if they're going to be over-the-top fan, no matter how reasonable of a human you are, it does affect you.
It affects
your blood pressure no matter how much you say, I can't allow this to bother me.
We've done this on the road before. I just overcheered goals. I didn't do anything else, just goals. But we decided to take it up to another notch on this trip with the Regonk jerseys. We put them on, and we're cheering everything.
It was beautiful.
It doesn't even matter. If someone makes a good pass, you cheer the pass.
Well, and hockey lends itself to this because it gets pretty quiet in an arena. It really does.
Yeah.
You're not always screaming or doing your vuvuzela or anything. There's a lot of. You can walk in and hear a pin drop.
Not a lot
sometimes.
Scoreboard stuff.
Right.
You know.
Especially
so
if the other team has the puck, you're not oohing and aahing. When your team has the puck and you're buzzing and you're around the other goalie, it's hard to make any noise. But
so the first period we're sitting there and we're just being totally normal and Dan is off doing something else. But in the second first intermission, Jake, Dan, and Donovan all put on these Regonk jerseys, and then I'm sitting there recording and as team photographer and so forth. But I'm the test subject. I'm sitting over there just kind of observing, and you three are getting going. And I think pretty soon after you put your jerseys on, the Stars got on the scoreboard right away.
It's a minute. It's within a minute. We handed the jerseys out. We put them on. I promise you.
Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, that's number one there, Minor.
All right, let's play number one.
503.
The Bronx right in front of us.
We're in section 104.
When he says, Mike, we can't have this crap, he's looking over at the guy who lets people down.
Usher.
For that section, which he probably sits there a lot.
Yeah, we're in 104, and those sections do have, they're probably half season ticket holders, right?
Yeah, at least.
And the whole section is now aware of us.
And the other thing that was,
you know, 1 minute into the bit.
That was great was we were at the top of the section. So the second they score, and we stand up and start doing that, everyone turns around and looks back at us. The entire section.
Because it was so quiet the first period. Nothing going on.
Well, there was no scoring either.
Yeah, that, it was a Sunday afternoon game.
Yeah, but, no scoring. No,
we didn't have the jerseys on or anything.
Just
so if
suits.
You look back, it's just us sitting there.
Right.
So now.
And then all of a sudden you hear all this noise and you look back and there are three big star sweaters. Right. Just going crazy.
So my thought process is, let's just start cheering everything crazy. We're in the, we were in the Stars zone side, so we're right by Kari and stuff. So if things start happening in front of us, really, it gets too loud for our voices to be heard. But if they're happening on the other end of the ice, we can yell. And then if, you know, there's one of our defensemen back there kind of waiting to go up ice, it's quiet and we can yell. So we're yelling at Trevor or
Klingberg.
Yoki Paka, you know, any – yeah, Klingberg was a – do we have the – which one was Yoki Paka time?
Is that any good? I'm not sure. Let's if you can play one more. Let's do
I just thought it was funny to focus on guys who like certainly no one's ever heard of.
Right.
And to yell that it's Yoki Paka time or that it's
it's pretty awesome.
It's time for or Spezza or what I mean not that you haven't heard of Spezza. But
what do you want to do?
We have so much.
All right. Well, you want to play one more before the break here, or what do you want to do?
Let's just play the second one real quick.
Okay.
I know the fan bit two.
Come on, Bird!
Come on, Bird! Hey, way to win that faceoff, Bird!
Too busy, man! Hey, he's gotta get out.
Oh, that's right. That's what we're talking about. Kick him out! Kick him out!
Out the face off.
That's it, Benner.
Come on, Hayes! Hit him!
He's tripling Sark.
Come on, Trevor, get out of there!
I love.
We woke up the section.
When you said
Benner.
Kari, it's us. That was one of my favorites. All right, so you can imagine we're not in like Frisco where everyone is pretty nice. We are in one of the markets in the Northeast, which is known for you better be careful going into those rinks in enemy colors. Now, we are in the nice seats, so how will this experiment work? Will we incite an entire section? Will there even be threats of violence and fisticuffs? Find out next on The Ticket. All right, it's 216. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The show was at the Garden last night, Madison Square Garden, where the Stars beat the Rangers in overtime. But part of doing it was dressing as Stars fans at the Garden, and Jake, Dan, and Donovan going out of their way to be as over-the-top as possible for the entire second period to see how Ranger fans would respond. And this is one of those experiments where you kind of know how it's going to go ahead of time.
Now,
but
we
you just do it anyway because it's fun.
We did not use profanity.
No, you did not.
Or anything like that. But the same can't be said for...
The responders?
Yes.
The first responders?
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, if you want to hear him.
Well, I'm saying there
sure,
was... First,
sure?
The guy to first respond was definitely using vulgarities.
I think we have one of him. Mino, do you have number 8? Fan bit 8 guy behind us. This is
I think the C word was a big part of his vocabulary.
It was.
That's just and shocking
the,
to me.
And the Lord's name was really
using
really
Bane a lot.
Come on.
Nice. There we go. No. All right. All dress. All live. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure I've ever heard Dan yell like that.
All glove.
All love. Donovan's getting into it. Jake's getting into it. It's
you got any of our Stars chants? We tried doing some Stars chants at some point.
Let's at one point Dan asks Bob, hey, who's the Rangers' best player? So that he can equip himself for chants. This is number 7, Mino.
fight, fight, fight! No fight! Come on, Cole, come on!
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes,
come on, Jordy!
Yes,
yes. Come on, Marty! Jordy, man! Hey, Nash! Where are you going?
Nowhere!
Number one in the league in goals. But okay.
This is adorable.
Number one in the league in goals.
Yeah, whatever, we did dude. The Trout Girl.
Yeah.
Of course. The Trout Girl influence.
That was awesome.
Go Trout! Where you going? Nowhere!
Let's go with number five. This is a star's chance.
Will we ever see her again?
I don't know.
Come on, get him back. Oh! Handily!
You guys are usually football announcers, right?
Oh,
this is probably
it's really fun doing it and not caring,
right?
I want the Stars to win, but if they didn't, it's all going to be fine. I'm going to
still have a good life.
I'm worried about a lot of other things,
you know,
but
this is the worst that happens.
But these people, we're sitting around a lot of people who really do care that
what's
the
weird though,
and
I think somebody hit on this earlier, I don't think they cared nearly as much till they found out how much you guys cared.
That's what I was going to say.
That's right.
But the whole section turned out, like, when they scored a goal, they got very in our face that goal was scored by them.
We enhanced their game experience.
You did.
You know, I mean, they had way more skin in the game at that point. But this is the funniest thing Dan did all night to me. It's number nine, as he's creating catchphrases mid-game.
It's Yoki Pocket time!
Yoki Pocket, come in!
Come on, Yoki! It's Beef Yoki time! That's it, Trevor! Get it in there!
Oh boy.
Oh dear. Oh no, jailbreak. Jailbreak.
Oh, you ain't getting it past garbage.
I've sat next to Dan for no fewer than 1,000 hockey games, and I've never heard him express vocally that anything.
Yeah.
You're not going to so get it past garbage.
You're not, finger
I mean,
wag.
Don't even think about it.
So okay. To hear Beef Yerky was really, really amazing.
So we need to play one of their goals because, yes, as they would score, the entire section would turn around and yell at us and, yes. Hey, go back to Dallas, you chumps.
Yeah.
Dude, they're all so New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially the guy in front of us could not have been more
the
New
guy
York.
In front
oh, my gosh.
In fact, somebody, a
casting company sent him
to
over
prove
there.
How right. New York he was. He freaking went and got a pastrami sandwich in the second intermission. I'm not even kidding. He went and got a pastrami. Who does that at a hockey game? He does.
All right, so this one is number six.
Hey.
This is, I think this is the first goal that they scored because we were out of the jerseys when they tied it up.
Yeah.
We really weren't playing it up anymore. But they didn't forget it. They were still letting us hear it. But this first one here, number six, Mino, this is while we were in Jersey and really hamming it up.
That was nothing! That's it. We'll win it anyway.
Come on, Hayes.
We need number two here, man.
Restrictive gun laws! Yes, you did. Tonight you win on.
Yo,
I think New York guy really liked that one.
I could not stop laughing.
We still have much less restrictive gun laws.
And they all like taunt. Yeah, he's right. Got to give them that.
It was a very high level.
But dude, that whole section stood up. They're saying in your face.
Yeah, that was pointing a longer right at us.
How about the bald guy from 20 rows up?
Yeah. Dude, he stood up.
We never knew he cared.
No, turned around and called us all chumps. I said, I haven't been called a chump since the fifth grade.
I want to be clear here. They had every right to respond, because if ever anyone was asking for it, it was us. But I do want to say this. When Kari melted down and gave up that tying goal at the end of the game, you're not to act like you won the Stanley Cup because it's now tied at two. And they were like, oh, so what's the score now?
I know, it's like it's tied.
Like it's 2-2, we're still going to play into overtime. You know, I mean, it's right. Really... It was a really weird reaction that they were so happy to shut us up.
So Dan, he's yelling, it's Spezza time, it's garbage time. He kept doing that. And one guy in about five rows in front kind of stood up and was like, yo, what time is it now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I looked at my clock and I said, it's 6:36.
Yeah. I mean, in the same way that us having to get on the flight raises the stakes for us, we raised the stakes for them.
Well, we really did.
So we need to get to this. And I do have, Mino, I put a 10th cut in there. We can
get
about a minute of it. It's a little bit risky. Because it was a really tense time. There might be some background cursing, but so here's the deal.
Yeah, we were all in on the joke till this.
Yeah, so we were being really obnoxious, but as Dan said, we didn't curse at all. We didn't say anything that really would offend anybody who had a kid there.
You just had school spirit,
right? Yeah,
there was
a lot of school spirit.
Kid in front of me, a kid to the side
of
me.
Kid right beside
with dads, and maybe you could say I've gotten soft, but I was conscious of that. But it was still over-the-top screaming fan. It wouldn't have been fun sitting in front of me.
No. So now and the guy right in front of you looked back about halfway in and said, you guys are the most obnoxious fans I've ever heard.
But he was laughing.
But then you leaned
over
and said, hey, man, you know, because he had a kid next to him. Yeah. We're doing a bit. We're, you know, so he understood.
I said, how much for the little girl?
But
send her to me. Sell me your wife.
But we're in the row, not the last row, but the next to the last row.
Yeah.
So that's the row behind us. As soon as that guy got there, it's like two guys and two girls. When he took off his coat, he's beating me upside the head with it. He doesn't even give a rip.
Yeah.
So now they all have those number one foam fingers. And they're shaking them and moving them all around, and they're hitting Jake and I in the head.
He was hitting me in the head with it.
But then when we're being
and
obnoxious.
Stroking my ear with it.
Right.
And such.
When we're being obnoxious, he's like pointing it right by your ear. And then he'd hit you and all this. So there was one point I kind of turned around and said, yo, dude, chill out. And that's all I said. So we get to the third, and we're out of the jerseys then.
Yeah, we haven't been cheering.
We haven't said a word, and that was part of the bit.
It must have been very weird and jarring.
Yeah. The second period, we're nuts.
It was totally fake fandom.
The third period, we have no jerseys on.
We're in our suits.
We're not saying a word.
No, good or bad.
Nothing. We're not saying anything.
That had to throw him for a loop, but they didn't forget.
No,
they
of course
were all
not.
Screaming.
Of course not.
And they'd continued to imbibe.
So now
he's
getting drunker and drunker, and he has his foam finger, and he's just hitting all of us in the head with it. So it got to a point where Jake turned around and said, dude.
Point number 10.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I think this is it.
Don't let that hit me in the face again. I'm not playing. Don't let that hit me in the face again.
You can yell all you want. If that hits me in the face again, we're gonna have a problem. Do it again. That's for real.
When Jake turned around, instead of having the phone finger like on his hand, he had it on his crotch.
And then he started like
it was his,
towards him, but I was like, whatever.
And it was pointing right at Jake. And then I said, look, there's no reason to be because I will choke you out.
But his
this is some high tea.
You can't do that. You cannot. You can yell all you want. All you want.
It was.
Yell back at his, but you can't
but
start
it,
physically.
But it was interesting, though, that you guys.
100.
That's right, Mino. Always.
It is when keeping it real went wrong. You guys are on the cusp of, I mean, you're in New York, and you started it.
You kind of jumped at the
line. No. At the very beginning of the game, what was I telling you at the very beginning? It's supposed to put the jerseys on.
What?
He kept hitting me in the back of that.
No,
Look, I was saying it from tier one.
He was a jerk, and he was getting progressively
I said, I'm going to take
drunker.
That finger, and I'm going to throw it as far as
I know,
can.
Dude,
if he keeps touching me. But it was tier one. We hadn't even started, and he kept on.
When you address a drunkard like that, you're not trying to diffuse a situation.
No, because he knows what he's
doing. The
two
of you,
he knows exactly what he's doing.
I know, but still, when you...
Sort of.
And plus, I don't
when you
see
turn
no
and,
sort of to it.
He's sort of drunk.
And the girl behind was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Dude, she was humping your head with the finger.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, I've seen a lot of people get whooped for a lot less than that.
Absolutely.
But it wasn't having a beer poured on you. It was a soft foam finger touching the back of your head.
All night, though.
And you have to turn with the, hey, dude, I'm going to kick. Like, it's not.
Now, Jake went right at first. He said, you can yell all you want, but if it touches
Jake
me again, we have a problem.
Jake's so bowed up and was he had a vein pumping in his head.
That's right.
You want to go?
I've seen the guy. It's not like I was, talking to Bob.
And I told him at the beginning, yo, chill out on all that.
I had to
explain it to him.
My goal was then, so I see Donovan about to get in a real fight.
Why don't you
fight.
Say please?
Well, I turned to the guy and I said, we mean please. Like,
hell no, I didn't mean please at
all. I know,
but. I'm like waving him off.
I'm trying to get in the middle a little bit, but then I realized there was no stopping the train you guys are on, so now I'm fumbling for my phone. I want a picture of whether you get in a fight and. I mean, dude, I thought you might get in a fight.
I was 30 seconds away from popping and writing it.
And if there's a brawl there, you guys are getting taken to the security area. And
because,
that flight leaves a half hour after the game.
In every stadium.
And Bob and I want to get on that flight.
And every person around there knew he deserved.
No.
Okay.
And I would have delivered.
Hold on.
I would have kicked his ass.
In every stadium fight of all time, everyone. They always get the road fans out of there.
Probably.
It's always
right.
your fault.
You're right.
And even if you are.
And those road fans always had justification.
Yes, they always had a good story on how someone was.
But the guy in the Stars jersey is going to be taken away and thrown out.
I have my suit on.
They're
going to
get you out of there. And here's the other thing. And this is. I learned this firsthand at the Vet in 1996, which is a grudge I still hold against Eagles fans. But there's a time where you start to do the. You start to weigh the outcomes in your head on what's the best outcome to make sure we get out of here okay. And in that particular case, I was totally fine with my football team losing a game to preserve how it was going to turn out for me. Now, that's a little extreme, I admit. But in a situation like this, just know those Jets games, those Giants games, those Flyers games, those Red Sox games, it's not a joke. And we are in there inciting them. And it's funny, but man, you're on the very edge of something going really wrong really fast, which is why the Dan approach is really a good one, even though it's one that I can't, like, you would accept the punch and then walk away and get out of there. You would not return fire. I really believe if you got punched, Dan, you would not punch back. Whereas these two guys, I almost had to put them on leashes last night.
Yeah,
because I was
going
to punch first.
Dude, it is so funny. Like when the Stars scored in overtime, I looked like Big Poppy, like
dude,
staring down at a pitcher. Like
it was
like
it, you know what?
It wasn't even about the game.
And you know me, and you know I'm mild mannered. You know that. It was as close to being as militant as I've ever been.
No, I know.
Because
I've never seen you like that, and there's no good that's going to come out of it, is my point.
But when that's the audio.
And I won't throw a punch. There's no.
When they score it in overtime.
It's not going to come out well. Let's say I get a good punch in on him.
You're still
going to jail. Let's say I beat him up.
I was just going to rip the
finger
off.
Let's say I break his. You know what I mean?
That would have been great. I would have felt good. I'm sorry.
But
you can say what you want.
But now you're in jail.
Okay, maybe.
I'm not on the Stars flight anymore.
I've been to jail.
Not a New York jail.
This is keeping it real going on.
But, no, you.
But your rep is intact.
Odds are two things are going to happen. Either A, you're going to go, the cops are going to say it's way easier to get those three out of here than
the rest of the whole stadium.
Those 18,000.
Yeah.
or the cops are going to ignore it. And Vinny from the Bronx right in front of us and Bald Dude, and they're all going to
and that's when we brawl.
They're all going to take Ranger
that's
size.
That's when we go.
We're outnumbered.
That's when
There's
we go.
There's got to be some logic before you start
punch
that.
And get the heck out of it. But no, but when they score, they score that overtime goal.
Nobody touched me with a foam finger.
I will never be that.
Oh, okay. Well, as the judge signs off. Well, I didn't realize he touched you with a foam finger.
Hang on. As soon as they scored, I stood up and yelled, "Let's go home!" like four times and got out of there. And I was looking for the Bald Dude who called us chumps.
Yeah, I know. Donovan
and then I fought better than that, and then I just got out of there. Well, I was that fired.
That's right.
Up,
you did. Donovan walked down.
I was trying to find
him,
dude.
He walked up to get out. Donovan walked down.
Dude, I've not been
like
that
you got
fired.
Sucked
I didn't
in.
Want, I didn't
college.
Want to be part of that.
Like
guy.
Those simple-minded people got sucked in by our bit, then you got sucked in
I
by
sure
their reaction.
Did. Here's what you're not giving credit for. I knew that guy wasn't going to do anything. Like, I don't go up and start that with people
but
I think they're going to do something.
You still don't know.
There's a 0% chance that guy was going to do
you
anything.
You never do know. What if he was on PCP?
That dude's way too drunk to be 0%.
Dude, the type of someone who grazes another man's head
and
with
uses
a little
it, yeah,
finger, he's not
uses
trying to
like
get a fight.
He's using it.
Okay, now what you've just described, why do you want to fight him?
I didn't.
We got to get out of here.
Because he was a jackass and he deserved to be punched.
Too much tea. Too much tea.
He deserved to be punched.
All right, it's 2:33. Let's talk snow next.